In the studio with me now, I've actually got two lovely young ladies. Hello, girls.
Hello. Good morning.
How are we all then?
Very well.
Very well, thank you.
Yes. You're cold, are you? Well, you should be warm enough in here. Is it warm in here? Is it cold?
It is. It's quite toasty in here.
Yeah, it's better than outside. Yeah, outside, it's a bit frosty.
Yeah. Now, this is Michelle and Liberty. You're from St. Francis Hospice.
Yes.
And you're going to tell us, first of all, about an absolutely fantastic idea about recycling Christmas trees.
Yes, we're going to be collecting and recycling real Christmas trees in all of the Havering postcodes. It's a fantastic opportunity for the community of Havering to support St. Francis. We are working with volunteers and staff. We can come and pick your trees up from your homes, so you haven't got the...
In January.
Is this early January or just the whole of January?
We're actually going to be picking them up on the 11th and 12th of January.
All right, OK.
The community can go onto our website and can register their trees.
Right.
The service is free of charge.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I know you run on nothing but donations.
We do, absolutely.
You get very little, if anything, from the government at all. So
yes.
I think, personally, just my personal opinion, it would be nice if somebody were to donate some money as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yes. And there is that opportunity on the website when you're registering.
They are a pain to get rid of, these Christmas trees, aren't they? You know what it's like. They're all dry after Christmas and you pull it down. You get all the stuff, pull it down, walk it
absolutely.
Out of the house, look round and there's a big trail of needles on the floor.
And if it's anything like me, I've got half my decoration still left on it as well.
Do you knock on the door or have they got to
leave it out? No, people don't have to wait in for us. They
whack
can register.
It in your garden.
Yeah, whack it in your garden, put it on your front lawn.
Oh, fantastic.
And then our team of volunteers and staff will come along and pick it up and we'll just leave a card through the letterbox to say that we've been.
That saves so much aggravation. Yeah. What a fantastic idea.
Yeah, now, absolutely.
You're recycling these for biofuel, is that
we
right?
We are indeed, yes. We're working with Havering Council and we have a main contractor from them that is going to be collecting them all from the hospice for us and taking them away and recycling into biofuel.
Fantastic idea. What an amazing idea.
Absolutely, yes.
Why has nobody ever thought of this before?
Well, there are other hospices in the UK that are doing this.
We'd love to be the first one.
We would have loved to have been the first, so we are sort of tagging on to somebody else's idea. However, we had our pilot last year, which was successful, so we've extended our postcodes to the whole of Havering. And next year will be Brentwood and Ingatestone, so...
That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic idea. What a good positive. Because when Christmas is over, it's a little bit down for everyone. You take the decorations down,
absolutely.
Your house looks empty, doesn't it? You go, looks a bit drab.
And what
now.
A great way to make yourself feel good by helping the hospice.
So. That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, I know you need to raise, is it 7 million each year to run the hospice?
7 million voluntary donations, yes.
And see, that's an awful
fantastic
lot of money.
Amount. But the services that the hospice provide are fantastic.
Yeah.
And we see that day in, day out working at the hospice. And we deal with some fantastic people that have had services from the hospice, families, friends, patients. So I hope to see that, well, I won't be here in another 35 years, but I hope that it will go on for another 35 years.
It is a fantastic, just to walk around and look and see what
very
you
tranquil.
All do. Amazing place.
It's a fantastic place, it really is. And the clinical staff, nurses, everybody, all the volunteers, it's a great place to work.
So really, the more people donate, the better it is, because you don't have to find so much money at the end of the year,
and
I suppose.
It's like a really easy way, you know, if you're not a supporter of the hospice, if you've no idea who we are, we will still come and collect your tree. You don't have to have any prior engagement with us at all. It's a service we're offering to connect with the community and to
absolutely.
Do something nice, and hopefully in return people will give us some lovely donations. And
fantastic. Liberty, I know I'm springing this on you, but we've got a fun run coming up this Sunday, haven't we?
On Sunday the 8th at Fairlock Waters, Frankie's Festive Fun Run. It's a 5k run. We're really looking forward to it. It should be an amazing day. There's going to be you can dress up, you can run, walk, hobble, fall.
Well, perhaps not hobble, but you know, don't want to do the hobbling.
No, it's very safe. You know, bring all the family, bring the dog, the babies, the toddlers, and there's going to be a Santa's grotto, there's going to be a market, there's going to be refreshments. So it should be really, really lovely and just a nice event, kind of really... You know, get out there at, at Christmas and get a bit of air around your gills and
get yourself fit for the Christmas season.
Yeah,
exactly. I say this.
You can walk the mince pies off in advance, can't you? That way. Exactly.
I haven't started my mince pies yet. I'm going to be doing it soon. Don't worry. Yule log. That's the one that does me.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
A big chocolate Yule log with a cup of tea.
Yes,
and just lovely. The food, like. Nibbles.
Yes.
Nibbles. Oh, I love it. I love it. I really do. Love it. I love the nibbly food. Yes,
absolutely.
So is there a cost involved with the fun run?
Yes, but we are offering a donation. If you sign up online, if you put in the code RADIO10, you get 10% off.
Oh.
There you go.
Fantastic. Very good idea.
Yeah, and our website is sfh.org.uk. So for both the tree recycling and for Frankie's Festive Fun Run, if you want to sign up or sign up your tree, we are already accepting donations and you know, getting people to sign up. So sfh.org.uk.
And on Sunday, if you haven't or you wake up in the morning and feel inspired to come along, you can sign up on the day as well.
And do you have to run? That's the only thing.
No, absolutely not.
Fantastic.
Yep. Yeah, you wouldn't get me running. Absolutely not. So
I'll be sitting with a box of like selection box.
Yes,
or something,
and we do have a special guest that's coming along on the day. We have Sir Trevor Brooking.
Oh, really?
Yes, on Sunday. So it'll be a lovely opportunity for people to come and have a photograph with him and just to meet the guy. He is a patron of St Francis Hospice. He's a really lovely guy. So come along and meet Sir Trevor.
So if you want any more details about the Frankie's Festive Fun Run, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide. All the info's there. Or you can go to sfh.org.uk and it mentions both of the things that you're doing. Is that right?
It does indeed. And if anybody's got any queries or they can't access the website, they can always call into the hospice and we can register it over the phone for them.
Fantastic. Girls, thank you so much for coming in. Oh, I've seen you've got something there.
No, just in case you want the number.
Okay.
And you've got a pen handy. The telephone number is 01708 753319.
Fantastic, girls. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
and I'll see you in January, yeah?
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you.